Alvin Kaleolani Isaacs was one of the most important figures in the history of Hawaiian music. Born September 9, 1904, Isaacs' contributions to Hawaiian music are incalculable, including the formation of one of the seminal Hawaiian music ensembles, the Royal Hawaiian Serenaders, featuring the falsetto voices of Benny Kalama and George Kainapau, and the unique steel guitar stylings of Tommy Castro, composing more than 300 songs in both English and Hawaiian, think Nalani, He Nani Helena, Ho'omalimali'e, Analani'e, and the comic No Huhu, and bringing into the world three more musical Isaacs, steel guitar great Barney Isaacs, slack key legend Atta Isaacs, and singer, bassist, and funny man Norman Isaacs. Dubbed Hawaii's Ambassador of Good Cheer, Papa Isaacs, as he was known to friends and family, taught himself to play most string and wind instruments by the age of 10 and had already formed an orchestra by the age of 13, doubling on piano and mandolin. By age 14, he composed the first of his more than 300 songs. During this period, the husky lad also excelled in sports. At McKinley High School, he became the first freshman in Hawaii's history to make the All-Star Scholastics football squad, and he did equally well in track, baseball, and swimming. Alvin married his high school sweetheart, Julita Chung, in 1924. To support the large family they planned, they eventually raised 10 children, Alvin joined the Honolulu Police Department as a motorcycle patrolman. But after a debilitating motorcycle accident on the HPD job, which left him hospitalized for a year, he turned his full attention to music for income, and the Hawaiian music world hasn't been the same since. After the tragic accident, Alvin organized a group, the KMM Syncopators, in 1929. He formed several other groups thereafter, including the original Royal Hawaiians, which often featured the great Ray Kinney, and the Islanders, which enjoyed a long run at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. In 1935, he joined a band led by Harry Owens, who took over at the Royal, and Alvin was the group's featured singer and comic hula dancer until 1940. Alvin reorganized the Islanders in 1940, and they played at the Young Hotel Roof Garden until the attack on Pearl Harbor. At the same time as his run at the Young Hotel, Alvin led another band, Alvin Kaleolani and the Royal Polynesians, who were the house band for the nationwide NBC program, The Voice of Hawaii. After the attack of December 7th, Alvin joined the U.S. Engineers and served as lieutenant of the guard at Punahou and took his troop of entertainers on the USO circuit. In 1947, he assembled the Royal Hawaiian Serenaders, an aggregation featuring Honolulu's finest musicians of that era. Benny Kalama had a beautiful voice, a way with an ukulele, and a knack for arranging. George Kainapau was Hawaii's premier falsetto singer, and Tommy Castro was a well-regarded and oft-copied steel guitarist. Along with Isaac's compositions, the Royal Hawaiian Serenaders were an unbeatable combination who made musical history at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel from 1947 until 1951. They made numerous recordings for the then fledgling Bell Records label, both under their own name and as accompanists for other singers, and they embarked on four mainland tours, which broke attendance records at the leading West Coast hotels. It was this mainland exposure which helped introduce Alvin to Bing Crosby, who featured Alvin on his radio programs, and which led to work on Hollywood soundstages with Harry Owens. The world lost Alvin Kaleolani Isaacs in 1984, but his memory lives on through his countless compositions. All week long, Ho'olohe Ho Radio remembers Papa Isaacs by spinning his long out-of-print recordings, as well as his compositions performed by some of Hawaii's most well-loved artists, both long-forgotten names and voices, and the new generation, which loves these classic songs as much as ever. For more information about the life and music of Alvin Kaleolani Isaacs, visit our website at www.ho'oloheho.com. For now, simply enjoy the forgotten recordings of Alvin Kaleolani Isaacs, recordings you're not likely to hear anywhere else. It's Alvin Kaleolani Isaacs Week, only at Ho'oloheho Radio.
Thank you.